Over the top of the ridge, black smoke curled dark and sinister against the bright blue sky. Miner came to an abrupt stop, holding out his arm to halt his companion as well.
Enik?
I see, Enik snapped. His tone was nastier than he'd intended, and he sighed. He was angry at himself, not Miner. He pushed past Miner's arm, but Miner grabbed at his sleeve.
Maybe we shouldn't just march right in, the former slave said, his pale eyebrows drawn with concern.
Enik wanted to stop and smooth the worry away, but now wasn't the time for that. In fact, it was rather too much smoothing that had led to their delay. But Miner had still been recovering from the nearly fatal wounds the wizard Akelina had inflicted on him, wounds that Enik had barely mended in time. And their grassy spot by the river had been so peaceful, the fish practically sacrificing themselves on Enik's spear. Miner had wanted to return immediately to Lu Li's village after defeating Akelina, but Enik insisted they pause for a few days. Foolish of him, he knew. But he wanted Miner to regain his strength, and, selfishly, he wanted a little time alone with his lover.
We can't just stay here, Enik said irritably. And we don't know any way around.
I know. Just let's be cautious, okay? We're not much of an army, the two of us.
He patted the short sword that hung at his hip. It was poorly made and hadn't been well cared for. But it and the scythe Enik now carried over his shoulder were the only weapons they had managed to scavenge from the hastily abandoned village where Akelina had lived. Miner carried a knife as well, the same knife with which he'd killed Akelina, and that completed their arsenal. Unless you counted Enik's magic, of course. But his magic was a blunt and terrible instrument, as likely to bring cataclysm to the innocent as to defeat enemies. Enik nodded. Akelina was able to send herself inside birds. He waved at a flock of small brownish creatures twittering in the nearby treetops.
Maybe I could try that. I could fly over the hill and see what's going on.
And you could miscalculate and end up killing yourself somehow. Or, gods, what if you couldn't put yourself back in your own body after your spying mission was complete? You've never tried anything like that before. What if you make yourself so ill we can't go on, or we end up even more vulnerable?
Enik scowled, but he knew Miner was right. Working magic always made him weak and nauseous for a time. His element was water, and he'd only inherited Akelina's affinity for air when she magically bound him to her right before her death. He hadn't practiced with it at all.
I can't fly, and we can't stay here.
You don't want to go back, do you?
No. We need to get to Lu Li
and warn her that Akelina's dead and things are going to be unsettled around here for a while.
I know.
Enik tucked his hair behind one ear and squeezed Miner's shoulder. Means we have to march forward, Mine. Miner smiled a little, as he always did when Enik used the nickname.
Fine. Just carefully. I'll lead.
No, I'll...
I'll lead,
Miner repeated firmly, and resumed walking along the narrow path.
You're not my bloody bodyguard,
Enik grumbled to Miner's back.
No, but I was a guard. I've had fight training, and even a little experience.
300 years ago?
Miner shot him a look over his shoulder.
Ancient experience is better than none.
Enik trudged along behind and cursed, half-heartedly, in an especially foul-sounding tongue he'd learned from a sailor. As a youth, he'd had sword-fighting lessons, but that was over a decade ago, against a teacher who wouldn't have dared to actually injure the chief's younger son. And he'd used a long, light rapier, very finely wrought with a fancy jeweled hilt. Not the rusty pig sticker that Miner was bearing, and certainly not the farmer's tool he bore on his own shoulder. Enik would have felt more comfortable armed with a pistol or a rifle, but he hadn't seen any firearms since the pirates had attacked the Eclipse. Well, perhaps that was for the best.